the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel set for this morning, in the heart of winter, has a profound message for us all. It asks us to think about our wealth and how we use it. Do we, as St. Paul in the letter to the Colossians writes, have our eyes on things above, the things of God and the furtherance of God's kingdom? Or are we so focused on our wealth, holding on to it, that it has become a sin for us? Idolatry, placing wealth in front of loving God. Well, in the last month, in the Sunday Gospels over the last month, we have heard Jesus be asked to intervene in at least one family squabble in between two sisters. And today we hear a complete stranger interrupt Jesus' teaching to settle another squabble, this time about an inheritance. We don't see the text or the things that Jesus is teaching about that he gets interrupted by, but he's speaking about the inestimable value of each human person when this person yells out, "Settle this issue that I have with an inheritance." A legal matter, an earthly matter, not a heavenly one. And rather than being thrown by this interruption, Jesus patiently replies with a firm teaching and an illustrative parable. His reply warns against the problem of wealth, how we use it, and the false sense of security an abundance of wealth can create. Pointedly, he teaches, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Greed, as you probably know, is one of the seven deadly sins. You might have also heard it called avarice or covetousness. It is the insatiable desire for more, usually more wealth. And it is sinful because it places wealth before God and is thus, as St. Paul, we heard this morning, writes, a form of idolatry. The medieval theologian Thomas Aquinas wrote this: "Greed is a sin directly against one's neighbour. Since one man cannot overabound in external riches without another man lacking them, it is a sin against God, just as all mortal sins, inasmuch as man condemns things eternal for the sake of things temporal." Condemns things eternal for the sake of things temporal. Greed happens at the expense of our neighbour, which does two things. One, it removes God from the picture of fulfilment, and two, reduces the ability of other people, animals, the creation, to exist as God would have them to exist. Let that be a lesson to us. Another person, another animal, the creation, is diminished as the product of our own selfish gain. And this is not the love Christ would have us live for our neighbour. This is the point when I look out at the congregation, there's several people squirming here in Toorak. Yet not all wealth comes through greed and a hunt for power at the expense of others, although it might have historically helped. Some wealth is derived purely from the result of excellence or endeavour or risk or opportunity or plain old hard work or an IPO, a technological breakthrough, or as people around here like to remind me, wealth comes the old-fashioned way and is inherited. Such wealth is not intrinsically bad, don't get that wrong. But a love for it certainly is, and an insatiable desire for more of it is even worse. Worse still is defining one's life by the possessions one has, as tempting and all-pervasive as that might be. Hence Jesus' teaching in the Gospel this morning, take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Over this past year here at St. John's, about 30 people have been baptized, which is by far the largest number of people baptized in any church in our diocese. And each of them and their sponsors have actively chosen to live as a disciple of Christ. They say in the baptismal service, I turn to Christ. And in doing so, they turn away from that which would prevent this. Thus, when we are baptized, we renounce all that is evil, all that is selfish, and all that is unjust. Thus, the baptized, us included, have to give up to gain, to give up the selfish mantras and ways of the world in favor of being a follower of Jesus and his way and his life. By turning to Christ, we have Christ beside us and a way of living that is full of turning to the things of God and away from the things that divert our attention from God, to things heavenly, not earthly. And so we turn from sin and darkness, selfishness and yes, greed, to love and light, to selflessness and generosity, to God and not away from God. This, I think, is in essence what Christ is really teaching about here this morning. A difference between how we use what we have for God and the things of God or not. Over the decades, over more than a century and a half, many people here in Toorak here at St. John's have decided that out of their good fortune, and yes, maybe even their greed at some point to be wealthy, that they would give of their wealth to God, to God's kingdom, the church, and thus to the benefit of others, neighbours and strangers alike. And those of us who give to St. John's continue that tradition today. We provide for the life of others and our community. People who do that decide that they do not want to add more and more to their own estate, their own basket, their own stable of horses or cars or houses, or as Jesus himself says, and build bigger barns. I was walking my golden retriever down St. George's Road the other day on one of my familiar routes with walking the dog, and I was reminded of building bigger barns. People have torn down big houses and are building even bigger ones. Bigger barns. I wonder if they say to themselves, once all of this is built and all is well, rest, eat, be merry, relax. The decision of how we use what we have, to give of ourselves and our wealth for the benefit of others through this very church, is important. And these decisions and our decisions to give of what we have to St. John's and its mission have got us where we are today. By at some point turning away from wealth that interrupts or obscures our relationship with God and our neighbour, and instead using it for the purposes of God. The sacrifice and generosity of others has provided for us and all those who come here in this magnificent church and its ministry. More than 20,000 people came through our doors last year, and every single one of them heard the gospel of Jesus and of the love of God for them, unless they nodded off during the service. Most of these 20,000 you will never see, who come here and see and hear and experience the love of God for all people in this beautiful church, who are comforted at times of awful loss, of great grief, for whom this church is a place of great celebration, where their hearts burst with joy at the baptism of their child, or on their wedding day, like Nathan and Shona up the back, who come here when they are hungry, when people come here for counsel, for prayer, for love, for friendship, for community, to come and know God. Jesus makes plain his concern about greed. Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. New Testament scholar Luke Timothy Johnson writes about this in this way, and I quote, "It is out of a deep fear that the acquisitive instinct grows monstrous. Life seems so frail and contingent that many possessions are required to secure it, even though the possessions are frailer still than the life itself. Only the removal of fear by the persuasion that life is a gift given by the source of all reality, God, can generate the spiritual freedom that is symbolized by the generous disposition of possessions. Just as life is gift, so too is giving life." In the light of this, some critical questions for our reflection, I think, are as follows. In my life, am I out solely for my own gain, or for the gain of my community and my neighbour? Am I always greedy for more, or am I satisfied with all the good things that God has given me? Do I, as Jesus warns, think of the value of my life as determined by the abundance of my possessions? Do I spend more time and money on the material than the spiritual, or, to put it bluntly, on myself? Or do I on God and God's church, God's mission and God's poor? What can I give to further the kingdom of God here in this place? Next month, in September, these questions, I hope, will be at the forefront of our minds as we think and pray about and act upon our stewardship of our church and our faith community. Each year that we do this by committing ourselves to supporting our church. Many of us pledge a certain amount of money to the church for the year ahead, not simply out of protecting ourselves from being cursed as greedy, but also because God asks us in Scripture to be rich towards God. And as Jesus teaches, for where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. As we think about how much we can support our church, in the light of today's gospel, we might ask, am I interested in what this inheritance, this beautiful church and all that it does and gives me? Or am I interested in ensuring that I play my part in ensuring this house of God will be someone else's inheritance in the future too? More pointedly, am I a greedy person who's holding back for myself the riches that are God's and for God's people? Or am I giving of myself and my gifts in the service and love of my neighbour? Amen.